Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Yeah. Welcome to Monsters Radio. Wet, wet Wednesdays, where we play only the sexy music. It's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy. Get in. So go ahead, kick back, relax a little bit. I'm hoping y'all can feel us tonight. So we gonna play some music to help y'all shake your ass. Then we gonna play some more music to help you shake your ass. So go ahead, get you some Moscato, a lover, roll one, and put it in the bud. Monsters Radio, Wet Wet Wednesday. Ooh wee.
Yeah, Wet Wednesdays. You know how we do it. Keeps falling and his hope keep calling. Sexy music. Sexy conversation.
All these raindrops falling out my window. Got me wishing that we did the things we didn't do.
I did. Yeah.
Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up. So, all right, y'all, welcome to another edition of Monsters Radio Live. Tonight is our Wet, Wet Wednesday, where it's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy, something to get y'all in the mood. It's pretty much all R&B. It's basically couples music around here. something for y'all lovers out there. So so we got a couple things we're going to talk about tonight, but let's do our monstrous radio. You know how we do it, an urban weather report, where we stick our head out the window and tell y'all what it's like in the Twin Cities. So what's the weather like, Miss Unbelievable, here in the Twin Cities today on Hump Day, Wet, Wet Wednesday? Hello.
You know, it's frigid cold. It's frigid cold, but we're sitting at 12. But it's frigid cold. Like, I'm not sticking my head out the window. I'm not sticking my toes out the window, arms. It's just too cold for that. However, it's sitting at 12, but it's just, I'm too cold. Too cold. I can't.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't. I don't know what to say. I just can't.
Yeah,
it's too cold.
Yeah. It's definitely cold. Stay your ass inside and keep it warm on the couch, in the bathroom, on the counter, in the shower, all around the house. Just keep it warm, if you know what I'm saying. Get it? So, all right, y'all. Here's a couple things that we want to talk about tonight.
Question. I just got a question what you were just saying. Just a question. Is that a maze that we're going to be doing, you know, in the house? I'm just saying, is that the maze? Is that where we start? Oh, okay, go ahead. Just start to ask that question. You were just naming out places.
Look,
I was wondering.
Look, Unbelievable over there, ready. She over there ready to set it off. You dig? I'm just saying. I don't know if she's
just
like
saying.
People or if she's dead painted. Okay. So this is what we're talking about tonight. We're talking about how can you tell when someone really likes you. You dig? Also, another one is some sex enhancement tips. We all can use that. You dig? We're all not born natural porn stars. No, we had to work our way into that shit. So I got a couple sex enhancement tips coming up. Also, Miss Unbelievable, she got a couple things for you as well. What do you got, Mama?
I got a little game that's called Would You Rather? Would You Rather? And I'm going to be putting some of these up on the Monstar page. But tonight, I have a few questions. Would you rather, and this is going to be my first one, but I'll have some throughout the night. But just think about this one. Would you rather have your pictures taken, or would you rather have yourself videotaped?
Well, damn. Would you rather? Wait, Wednesdays. We're going to get into it to help you get into something a little bit lighter. Pick up some more music for y'all. Let them know the number. It's Unbelievable if they want to call in and get wet.
Ooh, I got you. 424-243-9649. You got to press 1. We'll be waiting on you. Press 1. Wet.
You're always on my mind. So you know now.
I got Wi-Fi, I got Zans, got that gas and some drink. Girl, invite your bitches, we gon' party all week. Know you got a man, girl, your secret safe with me. All my niggas shooters, so you know they don't speak. Girl, you know I keep it lit, leave you with a hangover. Shake your ass and show your titties, you know why you came over. You can look in my eyes and tell.
You're always on my mind. Ooh, yeah, you know.
On my mind, sing your name with the beat, ay. I'ma send a flight, ay. I might do the Gucci, I might do the rap, yeah, your ex shop at Bloomingdale's, I'ma do the sax fit, you look like an actress, ay. Yeah, you remind me of Zoe, I did my drapey and Dolce, introduce you to the flossies, I know you used to the nosebleeds, I wanna smash all the time, girl,
you're
always
on my
mind.
You know.
tricks on the pole. Young girl, you got control. About to let it all go. Doing tricks on the pole. Young girl, you got control. About to let it all go. I'm fucking with you for a reason. You ain't like these other bitches. I'm fucking with you for a reason. You ain't like these other bitches.
Oh yeah.
You're always on my mind.
Now in the groove, Monstrous Radio Live. It's unbelievable, DJ E Monster. Ooh, wee music.
I don't need no help undressing, you know. You're lonely, get in my way. I've been waiting all day, this is destiny now. To have you laying in my bed, oh girl. I'm gonna start real low,
no.
Low and bring it high. Baby, scratch inside on me. You can have all that I got, but it's on you. You won't have much left to do, cause
you get enough.
Rich Lowe, and you can check out the interview we did him right here live on the air, Monsterous Radio. Just check out our blog talk show. Just put in Rich Lowe, L-O-W-E, or go to monsterusradio.com. Go to the show links, and you'll find the flyer for it. Push that, and it'll take you directly to the links and check out the interview with him. So, all right, Miss Unbelievable, we are back. Wet, Wet Wednesday. I should say I'm not going to say we throwing it back. that just don't sound right. we're back with the show. So, all right, here's some things, like we say, you know how we do it. And definitely, you can call in or leave a comment on our Monstars page or call in right now, 424-243-9649. You got to use your pinky if you're feeling sexy, though. And join our conversation. So, all right, one of the things we're going to talk about tonight is how can you tell when someone really likes you? You dig? I guess right off the bat, Miss Unbelievable, I'll start out with a disclaimer. Now, what I'm talking about is when you know someone really likes you. I'm not talking about somebody that just want to fuck you. I'm talking about somebody that really likes you. Not someone that just finds you sexy, just likes your body, just want to touch it, kiss it and rub it. No, I'm talking about somebody that likes you. How do you know they like you as a person, your character, those type of things? So that's what I mean by how do you know when somebody likes you. So all right, it's unbelievable. I mean, can you tell us one thing how you know from a lady's standpoint to the guy? Fellas, how would you know if a lady likes him?
When everything that she says she's going to do, she does it without looking for anything in return.
Mm-hmm. Okay, just get playing.
It's just that simple. Like, so if she says, hey, I'm going to pick you up around 6 o'clock. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. We're going to do this. And she does all that without saying, oh, I can't, or oh, it's not possible. Then, you know, she really likes you because she's saying to you, she's showing you right up that I'm trustworthy and I'm committed to do this just for you. You ain't got to ask. Especially if it's something that you had in your conversation that you guys, let's just say you said, oh, I want to go to the waterfalls. Well, she'd be like, hey, we're going to the waterfalls at this time. I let you know she's paying attention. And she's going to say, hey, you ain't got to worry about it. I got you. I hear you. I got you.
Right. Okay. Yeah, that's a good way to tell. Yeah, because once I get, oh, no, I can't make it. Oh, da, 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 da. Yeah, then it might be something a little bit different.
Yeah, because it's
And people that like you will take advantage of any time they can get to spend with you. It sounds funny. Sounds mm-hmm. real childish, but that's what happens when people like you. They become childish in a way. You know, they get the butterflies around you. Those type of things. They get the acting shy, looking at you just starry-eyed. You be like, what? It'd be nothing. Nothing. Well, damn. I got something on my face. I got an eyeball or something. Well, damn. You know? Yes. Those are ways how you can tell that someone likes you. I think, ladies, how you can tell when a man likes you is when he talks to you about things real in life. And ask you, you know, where you want to go. He'll try to put you on to things to help you in your business, things like that. You know, I'm talking about, like I said, they don't just talk about sex all the time. They want to know about the things that's going on in your life. You know, how are you doing healthy? You know, things like that. You know, they really care about what's going on. Now, at some point, it may become something sexual, but it's not always going to be something sexual. A dude that just lusting for your body, no matter what, it's going to turn into a sexual comment. You're going to say something funny, slick, da-da-da, you probably didn't even mean it like that. Next thing you know, you got a dick pic. Well, damn. I wasn't even talking about that. You dig? So, yeah, so, ladies, that's one way how you know a guy cares about you. You dig? He cares about the other things that go on in your life. You dig? He can't always support the things that you have, but he knows when you're in need, he will try to come to your aid. If he's got it, he's going to give it to you. Even if it's not directly for you, it could be for something else. Like, here's an example. Say, like, you might need some food for your child or something like that. He'll be like, all right, well, you know, well, what can I help you with? I got you. Don't worry about it. Ain't looking for nothing in return. That's how you know a man really likes you. He's trying to make sure you're good. That's how you know. And I think that goes both ways. If a woman makes sure you good, you dig? How I know a lady likes me? If she asks me, did you eat something today? I'm just saying. That's how I know, making sure I eat good. You dig? Be like, oh, baby, you a little thin. I'm gonna make you some food. I know she likes me. You dig? I'm just saying. That's how I know. Am I wrong?
No. Because we're talking about going past the superficial part of someone. You're going past the physical part of someone. So you're looking and you're saying, okay, I want to take care, not just your body. I want to take care of your spirit. I want to take care of your soul. I want to take care of your heart. And you can know, and that's the most important part, touch a man's heart. You know what I'm saying? That lets that man know that you really like them when you start touching their heart, because they cover that with everything inside them, because they don't want that to get hurt, because that's the main thing that's been hurt by them, that's been hurt, because the first person that hurts a young man or a man is their mom. And so they want to make sure that when you definitely like them and you're going for something that's more serious, if they start touching it like a mom does, or like that feeling, you know what I'm saying, of taking care of and being supported and being loved, that's when they know that they like you, because they've gone past all the superficial stuff. You know, if they say, you know what, I woke up and I prayed for you today, and you really feel that prayer, and you be like, well, dang, thank you. Right. Or you get to talking to them in a way that it's speaking to them, and you're like, well, dang, I ain't never heard nobody say that to me. But not just to say it, but to show it, like their actions, you know, their actions back it up or what they're saying. You know what I'm saying? And when you're out, and this is my last point, and when you're out, mm-hmm. you ain't seeing nobody else but that guy. Like, no one can take you off your square. I don't care who's whispering in your ear. I don't care who's coming up to you. You going to make sure that you put them in their place. You going to make sure, hey, whoa. Thank you, but no thank you. You know, you give them a look like, hey, nah. And then once again, it's just the natural chemistry that people have. You be like, well, dang, where'd that come from? Like, you can't stop smiling, or you can't, you know, you get to laughing, you got inside jokes, you know, and you be like, what? They be like, other people look at you like, y'all stupid. Are y'all together? No, we just like each other. Oh, that's corny. Y'all together? No. You show? I'm positive. Y'all should be. You know, just things like that, because if other people can see it, go ahead.
Go ahead, finish up. I gotta get to the song.
No, I'm done.
Oh, okay.
I'm done.
So how you know is when you're not around, or as soon as you walk up, they say something to you like this. I'm going to play something from this artist, something that's old. Then I'm going to play one of his new ones, something that's a little more sped up. You dig? Check it out. Like I said, when they're not around you and they talk about you, or when you walk up and they say this right here, that's how you know they like you. Charlie Wilson. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. Yay. Join in the conversation, y'all. 424-243-9649. Press 1.
Yeah.
Wait.
Press 1 if you want to.
I was rolling in my car when I pulled up at the mall. Couldn't find a place to park. Threw my keys to the valet.
Handle it for me.
I was only there to hang. Wasn't looking for a thing. I was just about to bounce.
And then I saw Miss Lady. Then I said to myself, in her hand, right in front of Macy's. That's where the pretty girls hang. Then I saw her at the food court, sipping lemonade, conversating on her cell phone, looking so amazing. And I said to myself, take her to the cookout.
Yeah, her gon' hang.
Take her to my mama's house.
Be spooky
in there. If she need her hair done,
give my cousin care.
I'll treat her like a queen, give her everything.
She will be my girl till we old and gray.
And I knew it from the moment that I saw her lovely, lovely.
Charlie Wilson double play. Now, I told y'all it's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy. This is called Good Time, and that's what we're trying to have tonight. Hump Day music. Charlie Wilson. I think you got Pitbull on this one. Let's go.
I appreciate the love.
Turn up.
Now let's show the whole world how to have a good time.
Now you can step what naked in the front row.
Everybody's working hard for the weekend. Then we spend it all, yeah. When tomorrow comes, you know you can sleep in. So you know that it's on, baby. Do what you wanna do. Go where you wanna go. Move how you wanna move. Everybody, body. Drink what you wanna drink. Step how you wanna step. Love who you wanna love. This night a night to remember. Come on, get off the wall.
Get off the wall.
Doing anything you want, it's your pleasure. We can go all night long, baby. Do what you wanna do. Go where you wanna go. Move how you wanna move. Everybody,
everybody.
Drink what you wanna drink.
Ooh.
Step how you wanna step.
Come on.
Love who you wanna love.
turn you right and show you the time of your life. You can bet that I had you doing things that are wrong, making them feel right. That's right. You can bet, need to say that you won't, but you will, and I know just what you wanna feel. You can bet, how I take away that depression with sweet lust, hot passion and deep pressure. I'm a good time, girl. You can bet that little thing between your legs, I'ma whip that. No, I won't sweat that, but I get that. Matter of fact, lay back, let me lick that. Let me play with that little kitten. Mama, there's no point, don't fight the feeling. There's absolutely nothing wrong with a little sinning. You can't change a player game in the ninth inning.
What Wednesday. I told y'all it's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy on a hump day. So that's what's up. We're back for our discussion. Let's see, where was I gonna go with this? I forgot. But all right, what's some more things that you said earlier tonight? We're talking about some would you rather. Get it? What were some other things? Would you rather?
Okay. So, would you rather, and we're talking about Valentine's Day. Think of Valentine's Day. Would you rather want a handwritten note given to you or email note sent to you? Handwritten, give it in your face, email, send it to you.
Right. Okay. Well, I guess it all depends. Now, technically, I'm so old school. I would want to say I want the note. Write me a note. You did? Because that means it's from the heart. You actually wrote it down. I can use the signature to prove that your ass really wrote this to me. It's a little more intimate to me when you write it out. Da la da la da la. Whatever you may be writing me. But in today's age, I don't know. You dig now? Are you just sending me an email just saying, hey, baby, I love you. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. I enjoy the moments we spend together. I've never met someone like you before. Or are you saying all those things and then, bam, you slapping in a video? I'm just saying an email is a little different than a letter. You dig? I guess it kind of varies, but I'm going to go with my old school. Which would you rather have? Someone send you an email or someone handwrite you a letter?
I prefer handwritten. I think there's just something sexy about a man taking the time and writing something out instead of letting technology put the words in there for it. And you go online, copy and paste. I mean, you can write it down, but there's nothing like saying here, and you're really reading the words, you know, in their own handwriting. I think that's just that intimate. I think that's just leaving it out there. Like, to me, that's them being raw. Like, here's me. I can't hide behind no computer.
Right.
Here's me.
Yeah, and you know, it's like you said, yeah, you can find something sweet or something cute or something like that, that, you know, that artist already a template made. But for somebody to actually write something for you, you know what I mean? It's way more touching. I might save that motherfucker. Now, if it's just an average-ass motherfucking Hallmark, you dig, and you give it to me, yeah, okay, that's cute, mwah, mwah, mwah. But somebody else said that. And a whole bunch of other people got that. But instead of giving me a Hallmark, give me something with your mark on it. You dig? I'm trying to make up something new. Can you believe that? It's like something with your mark on it, and it's going to be a lot more intimate to that person. Make your own Hallmark card with the front part and the big thing and all that type of stuff. That's all they copying, what the players used to do back in the day. Reinvent yourself, player. Make a your mark card. Ooh, I should make those. We need to delete this. I might have to do some copyrights. to do some things like that. But I'm just saying, for real, though, like she said, I mean, that's going to impress the other person a lot more when it comes from your heart and you wrote it. I'm just saying. Okay. I'm feeling that. I'm feeling that. I'm really, really feeling that. So, okay.
Okay.
So, so what else was we going to talk about tonight on Wet Wet Wednesday?
Oh, we have some more. Would you rather? Okay. I have some more. Oh, okay. There's more. You ready?
I like these. Yeah.
Okay. Would you rather create a handmade Valentine's gift or buy a Valentine's gift?
I do want to say one of our listeners in Tennessee said they would rather have a handwritten letter as well. So,
ooh.
Okay. So let's see. Okay. Which would I rather? Handmade.
I'll let you think about it.
Because
I have my answer. So I'll let you think about it. I have my answer.
Okay.
So I'm going to keep it 100. I want some diamonds. I ain't going to lie, because April is mine. I want a ring, a necklace. But I'm just going to keep it 100, because I love diamonds, and April is my birth. You know, diamonds is my birth, so I'm going to keep it 100. I want something that's bling, because I love bling. You know what I'm saying? You can make it, but I need you to go to the store, grab all the stuff, and make sure it looks like you put some thought in it. You know, if you're going to do the bling handmade. You know what I'm saying? But I prefer, well, I like them both, but I prefer the thought of you going to the store and trying to figure out my style. Does that make sense? Trying to figure out you think I would like, or what you think that you would like me in. And so I can see how you would shop for me in the future. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because I know the handmade gift would be sentimental, but for me to really see if you're paying attention to what I like, going out, finding me something, and seeing how you do the picking, that's more intriguing to me. That brings the fun for me. You're like, that lets me know, hey, you listening? Nah, he wasn't listening. Was he paying attention? Nah, he wasn't paying attention. Ah, he just went to Walmart. Okay, that's all right. You know what I mean? I'm just saying.
You're so bad. But, okay, you know what? See, I was trying to be, I don't know, but I'm going to have to agree with you on that one. I know it sounds really sweet to say, yes, I'd love for you to make me something. And I'm going to tell y'all after the break, I'm going to tell y'all the one thing I hate the most about Valentine's Day when it comes to women giving men gifts, the one thing I hate the most. Oh, my goodness. We'll talk about that after the break. We're going to get to that in just a second. But, yeah, I'm going to have to keep it real. Buy me something nice. It ain't got to be too expensive, but buy me something nice. I'm going to keep it 100. I don't know too many women that are carpenters. You dig? Don't bring me some old wobbly ass cabinet you done made. I can't put shit on because you know what the fuck you doing. I'm just saying, if you're a lady, buy your man something. Buy his ass a motherfucking drill gun or something to make you something. I don't know. But do not try to make your man something knowing your ass ain't got no carpenter skills. You ain't took no hobby classes. You ain't watched no YouTube videos or none of that shit right now. Don't make him mad. I'm just saying. It is what it is. So I just want to say, as we go into this song right here, when we come back, like I said, I'm going to tell y'all, the one thing I hate, don't you ever give me this on Valentine's Day. If you do make them something, you dig? You can always win when you buy something. Like she said, if you pay attention to your lady, you'll know what to get her. But if you going to make her something, playboy or playgirl, make sure you put a little oomph in it. Jagged Edge. One song. Everybody
We're going to come right back after this. They ain't ready, man. Unbelievable. They ain't ready.
They not ready. They not ready. Get ready. Here we go.
That's when I lose control. When you put a little pump in it, start squeezing and you won't let go. When you put a little pump in it, keep telling me how much you love me. When you put a little pump in it, when you put a little bit of pump in it. Oh, she's so scandalous. But I love everything she do the best. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ain't no competition, so down with it and so submissive. I'm in awe of you, all of you, you're my mission.
Got my mind in a trance,
got my
body's sure to follow.
Ooh, keep doing that thing you do, go ahead and lie.
I love it when you grind on me, when you put it right on me.
Ooh,
all the faces that you make, all the sounds you create. When you put a little, when you put a little bit of bump in it, that's when I lose control.
Start squeezing and you won't let go.
When you put a little pump in it, keep telling me how much you love me. When you put a little pump in it, when you put a little bit of pump in it.
I love it when you strip for me. Ain't looking for a tip, but a lot of way you just shake your little hips for me. And the way you lick your lips and do them little things to get me off. All I wanna do is get you off. Say you wanna be my girlfriend, baby. Ooh, ooh, ooh. That's all you're gonna hear when the lights go off. Love and how you do it. And I don't think there's another girl in the world for
love
me.
Love it when you wind on me. When you put it right,
on me.
All the faces that you make, all the sounds you create. When you put a little, when you put a little, bit of pump in it. That's when I lose control. When you put a little pump in it.
Start squeezing and you won't let go.
When you put a little pump in it. Telling me how much you love me. When you put a little pump in it, when you put a little bit of pump in it.
Oh. Hey boy, you're the only one that I want. You're the only one that I wanna give it to in every way. I wanna please ya, not tease ya, like this. You say you like it when I squeeze a little bit. Well, you ain't felt nothing yet. I hear this beat in my head. Watch me move my hips to it. Left to right, right to left. I'ma have you out of breath when I put a little pump in it. When I put a little pump in it, oh, oh. Back and forth, my love, you gon' want some more. When I put a little pump in it, when I put a little pump in it, oh, oh.
I love it when you grind on me, when you put it right on me. All the faces that you make, all the sounds you create.
When you put a little, when you put a little bit of pump in it,
that's when I lose control. When you put a little pump in it, start squeezing it.
That's how you feel? Put a little oomph in it.
Yeah.
Hey, wet Wednesday. You know how we do it, hump day music. Not our flow, definitely sexy with some sexy conversation. So I, you know, one of the things we talked about tonight was, you know, how do you know if somebody really likes you? Miss Unbelievable has some basically would you rather let's see here. So let's see. We do have a caller. We press one. I believe I know who this is. So let's check in with him right quick. 612-310. What's good?
What it is, boy. And Miss Unbelievable, you keep humming like that, girl. Keep humming like that to the damn song. You're going to get somebody in trouble with your humming session and shit.
You know, you got a hum. I'm telling you, you got a hum because it's like, woo, you don't want to just make the other noise and then to just touch the things just up in here. I'm just saying.
You hum in the right area code, so oh, you, there's a sound that you gonna love coming out of that one. You humming it right here, Cody, if you want to.
Oh, you know it's 612. You know, I'm Northside. I'm 612. That humming will hurt you. Don't play. You ain't ready. That's I'm 612. That humming will hurt you all day, every day. Then I'm doing my job.
Hey, y'all remember the movie Boomerang where dude was like, ah, yeah, with his thumbs up, with his toe thumbs up, with the big toes up?
Absolutely.
He was hitting them notes, wasn't he? Ooh, wait. I don't know. I can't. Oh, what's good, I'm chilling, man. I'm all right, man. I'm just sitting out here. I'm at the Mall America. Just got off work, so I came over here to get some food. I was on my fat boy status today. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to jump on this Metro Transit real quick and go back to work.
All right.
You gotta go get that bag. Feel me? Right. Gotta do that. Grown man. So, go ahead, Miss Unbelievable. Hit him with the last Would You Rather that we talked about.
Okay, so this was the first one that I asked in the beginning. Would you rather? And keep in mind, this has got to do with Valentine's Day. Would you rather have pictures taken or would you rather videotape?
I would like to take Ray J and Kim Kardashian for $500, please. Moment for them, so you know I might have some money after that one. So you know what I'm saying? Go ahead, we're gonna Ray J it up.
Okay. Would you rather a night of romance or intimacy or hours of wild sex?
Does Tarzan swing from Vine?
Yes, he does. But you have to take either or. Would you rather?
You know what?
Romance and intimacy is just holding hands, cuddling, watching a movie, no touchy-touchy.
Nah, I'm a freak. Something has to give. You don't touch.
E?
Well, ain't no holding back. But you, girl, you touch me, it's a wrap. Ain't no holding back. You better not. Nah, ain't none of that happening. We can get intimate all night, but it's gonna be a nightcap after the fact of the intimacy.
Okay, I'll keep it going. Last one. Would you rather get head or give head?
Y'all need a woman. Y'all need a woman with that one. I'd rather give it.
Okay, you got one give. E.
I'm not explaining the getting part really, either. So, but
yeah, I'm surprised you say that because I'm gonna be honest. I thought I would be the only guy that would say I'd rather give it. I know it sounds weird, but it's just erotic to me. It's not just, you know what I mean? Da da da, and yeah, it is what it is. I'd rather give it. Some people don't know what the fuck they're doing. You fuck around ruining the mood.
It's
as long as I know I'm doing what I do right, I'm setting the mood for both of us.
Oh, oh, that'll be the time I'm learning my whole humming melody and stuff like that. I'm on my Jerome right there. She gonna be, you gonna find her in the Himalayas. You gonna find her in the Himalayas.
You gotta, do that song from Close Encounters of the Third Kind. I'm telling you, you gotta do that.
You gotta do that. What y'all gotta understand, man? I am a freak to the bone. So there's no just cuddling and none of that. No, none of that. Valentine's Day, somebody is going to overflow. Okay? Somebody is going to be, yeah, look. Hear me now. Hear me.
Hear ye.
She is going to skeet. That's all I can say.
Skate.
I can't stand y'all. Y'all something else.
See, that lets me know that there will be a lot of protein being swallowed that night. I'm just saying.
Ain't nothing wrong with a little vitamin every now and then.
Ain't nothing wrong with a little vitamin D. I like vitamin D. Okay, so, would you rather have toys or no toys that night?
As long as ain't none of them toys going up my ass, we can play with toys all night. I don't give a shit. As long as you stay away from the forbidden area. Okay.
E.
I'm pretty much on. I'm the same way. I mean, you can't. I'm alpha male. I'm just gonna leave it like that. But you dig anything outside of that? I mean, I'm game for it. You know what I mean? I actually met somebody before that was with the toys and shit. I had a ball. I'm just saying that a great motherfucking time. I didn't know how I was going to react. I didn't know how it was going to go down, but I had a ball. So, yeah, I could stay with the toys. It just brings that little extra excitement.
All right. Well, I think
look,
the shades of gray,
you know,
so.
I ain't never had no toys.
Put it like that.
No bullshit. I ain't never had no toys.
Juicy.
But I am willing.
Ooh.
I am willing to experiment on my Einstein shit. She gonna be alive that night.
Whew. I'm just gonna say he needs some 50 Shades of Grey in his life.
I need some 50 Shades of Grey. She gonna be fucking you don't want no 50 Shades of Grey.
No. Absolutely. 50 Shades.
No.
Oh, 50 Shades.
Have you ever heard of there's no gray areas in the mix? It's either black or white.
Have you ever heard what 50 Shades of Gray you get to do? Baby, you want all gray, red, blue, red, green, and black up in there. What is you talking about?
She missed all of what I was going with her.
Oh, no, I got there, but you missed where I'm going. I'm trying to tell you. Go ahead and look on the Monster page and see what if we done posted. That's what I'm talking about. Go ahead. You're going to have to take a little picky pig, little pooty poo.
You done post something?
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. It's on the bed.
Oh,
so when you're ready, let me know. Okay, so would you rather...
Hey.
Have sex in public or at home?
Oh, shit. The only reason, you know what? The only reason why I would want to have sex in public is if somebody's going to join, preferably a female. All right, look.
Okay.
I'm with the shit. I'm with the shit.
E, monster.
Well, I'm gonna have to say it like this. I'm E monster. They call me E nasty. So I'm gonna have to do it at the crib because the shit we gonna do, we can't be in public at all. You dig? I'm just saying, I'm finna throw oil on your ass. We finna take our time. We finna motherfucking copy a couple commercials. We finna watch a movie, make a movie, take the pictures, be some pictures, all that shit. So yeah, we finna be at the crib. You dig? We finna go from the window to the motherfucking wall, to the floor, to the laundry room, to the living room, to the threshold, and every door jam. I'm just saying. We'll rattle the hell out some bushes outside. There's a terrorist in there. So what about you, unbelievable, before we get up out of here?
Oh, I'm it's home all day, because, see, yeah, I need the walls to hear them screams.
Oh, so...
And it's not always going to be mine.
Hold on.
What?
That'll be the damn motherfucking learn what the hell Miss Unbelievable is about, man, huh? You don't want to share it with the whole world.
Absolutely not. Just understand that she is unbelievable.
See,
dot, dot, dot.
I ain't even got to
explain it. You would know it.
That's why I've never been the ordinary person. I've always done some extravagant shit that always got me in trouble. Always.
But you got to nowadays. I'm just saying, you got to do jumping jacks, motherfucking hurdles,
nah,
squats, all kinds of shit nowadays. You know, it ain't like before. You lay down, flip over, turn to the side. You dig? Now it's like fucking boot camp. Left, right, left.
No. It ain't got to be boot camp. You just got to know what you're doing. And then if you know what you're doing and we following each other's lead and I'm following your motion and you following my motion, and you ain't got to be in the boot camp. You just got to be in the same lane. We just got to be on the same wavelength. We both got to be on the same rhythm. We both got to hear the same music at the same time. So when that bus comes, we both going to be singing. And that don't take jumping in no hoops.
Look, y'all women are so goddamn complicated, we still trying to find the BPMs, let alone the damn rhythm. Y'all
nah.
We have to do some off-the-wall shit for y'all. So therefore, we have to pull shit clear out of our ass just to make y'all holler for a dollar.
You ain't messing with the right one. Because if she working with you instead of against you and trying to be in competition with you, then you ain't got to worry about that. But if you got that one who wants to be in the rhythm with him, oh, you ain't got to do all that. You ain't got to
watch
do all that.
Because
if she like you, she like you. If
watch
she grabbing on you, she like you. If she sucking like a eye, she like you. You ain't got to have time for all that other stuff. Because if she like
watch
you, she
mouth.
Like you. If she don't, you're doing the other stuff. You got to do the extra
watch
if she don't.
Yo,
but if she like you,
mouth.
I'm trying to tell you, ain't nothing to it but to do it. In the mouth of Trippy D.
Say no more, bro.
Ain't nothing to it. Say no
there
more, bro. Say no
you
more, bro. Just say suction cup.
We're going to get up out of here. I don't know what she on. Y'all tune in tomorrow. I'm the cafe. It's the only cafe where there are no menus, but everyone will be served if you are deserved. Don't forget you can get Monster Gear. Just go to monsterusradio.com. You can get you some Monster Gear so you can be usually, you might be the only one with it in your spot, so you know how it is. You don't want to have something somebody else got on. So get you some Monster Gear. Be the first one to rock it in your area. You dig? And believe me, you will get attention monstrously. So, all right, there, I'm going to see Alpha Lion, Trubion Entertainment, Lock EMG, Russell Entertainment,
Let's see who else. The Monstars. I'm probably forgetting somebody. But all right, we're going to get up out of here with something sexy. This is John Locke. This is called Naked.
Mm-hmm. Shit,
naked.
She got me quiet.
That's
quiet
how you know
somebody
like you.
Bye. Bye. Mm-hmm. It's unbelievable. We live, y'all. Good night.